USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Bill Murphy says annual payouts would be capped at $75 million, with the amount of an individual's refund determined by the number of insured years, acres, and losses.
Producers who have been insured the last 7 to 10 years and have had no more than one loss, they will be eligible. The second criteria is growers who have been in the program the last 4 to 6 years with no losses. They'll be eligible. And then we also have a small segment for beginning farmers, and those are producers who've begun farming within the last one to three years and have paid more out in premium than received in indemnities.
Public comments on the proposal are being accepted through January 21st. According to Murphy, the average refund amount per producer this year will be about $1,000.
We figure there's in excess of 70,000 producers who will be eligible for this program this year. It is scattered across the country. Some two-thirds of the counties across the country will have producers eligible.
RMA hopes to distribute the cash refunds by the end of March. I'm Stuart Doan reporting.